That's good for you to strike up the band like that.
Yeah, they're playing a little slow today. We've got to start marching.
Glass in the Morning radio program in the Keith Klein Orchestra.
Yes.
Here on a Thursday. 14th day of May. It's palindrome week. 5, 14, 15. Forwards and backwards. Forwards and backwards. Mm-hmm. Forwards and backwards. And it is a busy week. Graduation last week at Indiana University. Dodged the weather.
Yes.
They had a great,
you did well on that one. Thank you for that.
Sage Steel. I want to say Stage Steel. Stole the stage, but she's on the stage speaking about Sage Steel. She did a great job.
Yeah.
Wore candy stripers.
There
got
you go.
Everybody fired up. Over 8,400 graduates, undergraduates on the big stage on Saturday. But we have more graduations happening this week and plenty of other stuff going on at Ivy Tech. And we bring in our good friend and Chancellor, Jenny Vaughn. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. How about you?
Good, good, good. I asked Keith where he keeps his academia regalia. Is it a special locker? Do you just have it hanging on the plastic that comes over to the cleaners? Where do you put the hat? Where do you put the gown? Where do you put the shoes in the off season?
Well, I don't know where Keith probably keeps his in the dryer or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. And it just keeps tumbling it and all of that. But we have a really cool rack that we keep some of the dignitary Catholic gowns, and Keith, I think, is one of them.
Can I ask?
That's right.
And I have a dumb question because that's what I major in. Is there any other time during the year that you wear that outfit?
No, not recently. Indiana University would have a induction or something about a new president or something like that. We might wear one. If we got a new president,
well,
we might
wait
have
a second, Jenny. When we cut the ribbon for the new building, won't you wear your cap and gown?
You know what, Keith? That's a good idea.
There you go.
I might just have to put that on the list.
There you are.
Now, do you have a winter cap and gown and a summer cap? And do you have different lines here? Because if you're going to cut the ribbon in August when it's 97 degrees, you don't want the winter version.
We have a fan underneath the gown.
That's good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
so
right.
We got. First of all, you need to know that we have graduation tomorrow night.
Where?
But there's
when,
an honors
when,
day before that.
Wow.
Right. So we have honors days tomorrow afternoon. It's from 1 to 2:30 in the Hoosier Times Student Commons on campus. And that is we used to do this event a long time ago, then we stopped doing it. We brought it back. The deans actually really wanted to bring it back, and it's so cool. It's so awesome. So it's for our top students. Each program chair gets to nominate a student in their program that's graduating that maybe isn't necessarily the top student academically, the 4.0 or whatever. Some of them are, but some of them might be somebody that, you know, really, really rose to the occasion and helped other students or really kind of grew into the program. And so there's great stories. We're going to be honoring those students. Every
you got about 30 of those, Jenny?
We have about 30 of those, and every program chair will, or dean and program chair will come up to recognize each individual student telling their story. And last year, I mean, I think the whole place was in tears. We were all choked up, one right after the other. And it's so awesome. And beyond, you know, recognizing those special students at that time, we also recognize those that are part of our student government organizations and our campus activities board, you know, and things like that. So it's just a real nice way to start the day off. With Honors Day, and then we move into graduation.
You're going to do something for faculty and staff too, aren't you?
Yes, those who help our student organizations, they too will be recognized. So, you know, you're on the Student Leadership Academy and have been for many years, and others that are advisors that, you know, take time out of their regular schedule, either teaching or helping students. So they help with the advising of certain groups. So we will recognize them.
Let's talk the good numbers. We have an increase in the number of graduates.
Very nice.
We do. We're so excited. Over last year, we have about, actually it's over 7%. We have a total of students graduating is about 700.
Going through graduation, or
no? Those are the total students who actually have earned awards, and that's through the academic year. And of those 700, now you can receive an associate's degree, but you could also receive, let's say, an associate's degree in accounting, but you also got a bookkeeping certificate. So, of all of the credentials this year, we are awarding over 1,250 credentials. But of our graduates, our increase overall is 7% from last year. And that's just a testament to our programs, our team that helps students through retention, help them, guide them through their paths and to complete their educational goals. So and
what you're talking about right now, there's a very nice editorial in today's HT about Ivy Tech's graduation. And the two people that they're talking about there are two of the people who have multiple certifications.
Right, exactly.
So that's what you're talking about. It's pretty neat.
Right, Clarence and Elizabeth Stratton. Right. I plan to talk to them about them a little bit tomorrow night and to illustrate kind of the kinds of students that we have and what they have overcome and what they've done. But then we also have, you know, traditional students that will be graduating that maybe had dual credit in high school and then they came to us and finishing degree. So we have, you know, we have it all. We have every student that you can imagine on our campus.
Our guest this morning is the Chancellor at Ivy Tech, Jenny Vaughn, and they have a big graduation ceremony coming up. Is it Saturday?
Friday.
No, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh. 6 o'clock.
IU Auditorium.
Right.
Excellent.
Yep, and you know, I wanted to talk too about some of our students who are graduating with honors. We have 134 of those 700 students are graduating.
Hold on, Jenny. Let me explain to Mike what an honor student is.
Yeah,
you
lost
need to
me
explain
there.
That
yeah.
to me too.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike missed out on honors.
I did. So. I did. Well, that's fantastic. Keith has to read all these names. Is he going to be okay?
We got a chair for him and a fan and some water and
oxygen.
So you got 134 honor students, which means what kind of GPA did they have?
They had to have a 3.5 GPA at the end of last fall in order to receive
B plus or better.
And of that group, 10 of them are summa cum laude, which is a perfect 4.0.
Whoa.
So pretty incredible. Pretty super proud of those students. You know, in addition, we're going to be graduating 23 military veterans this year.
Yes.
And we also have our international students who will walk across the stage. We have about 15 of them. So we're excited, super excited, as you can tell. And it's the best day of the year.
Now, before we let you go, you're also doing an honorary degree.
We are. To our friend, great friend and colleague, Lee Marchant, will receive a honorary degree. You know, he's been a part of the college for a very long time. He's a state trustee. He was a state foundation director. Been with the college for many, many years, over 25 years. We will be honoring Lee tomorrow night for his service to the college and it's just his dedication. You know, he's a good friend of mine. He takes care of me. I can call him whenever I want. And he's just a gem, and he and Annie will be there tomorrow night and can't wait to give him that degree.
And also, before we conclude all of this, you've got some programs that you have to apply for in order to get into them.
Sure. You know, they're mostly, of course, in our health area because a lot of students want these programs. But radiation therapy, respiratory therapy, and the paramedic program are all, the deadline to apply for those programs are coming up. We have, I think it's at the end of May. And, you know, all of these programs have we have steady scholarships available for students. So if you haven't applied already, you need to probably take a look at your clock and your calendar and get that application in as soon as possible.
And you're registering for summer and fall.
Yes, we are.
When aren't you? That would be...
We always are registering.
I think we always are. I think there's a little time period in February.
Nobody walks over there and says, hey, yeah, I'd like to register. Oh, I'm sorry, we're closed.
That would be...
You're always registered. That's the good news. Hey, Jenny, you got any tips on where people should park tomorrow for graduation or anything? If they're going to come by and say hi, obviously that lot next to the union's going to fill up quickly. There's a garage.
Wait till you hear this.
All right.
We have a shuttle bus.
Whoa. Yeah, we have a shuttle bus.
From the Poplar's garage.
That's right. And our students, our employees, their families, they can park there. They can take the shuttle bus. It's awesome. Indiana University, the auditorium people, the staff, they couldn't be more accommodating to us. And we love them. I mean, it's the best place for us to be for our graduation. And they're great. They take care of us.
So a shuttle, outstanding. That's great news.
Yeah.
And it looks like the weather's going to be really nice. 82 with just a 20% chance of maybe a pop-up so you can park and walk and enjoy the campus and celebrate graduation at Ivy Tech tomorrow night at the auditorium. Best of luck. Again, hopefully the mothballs fall out of the gown. It's not too itchy. And let's hear all about it next Thursday.
You got it. Have a great day.
Jenny Vaughn, the Chancellor at Ivy Tech, checks in with us every Thursday morning just after 7:35.